I'm not going to. That would be good, guys. You're not feeling good for that? Because I'm not feeling good.
It's good to be back. I always feel that the first shmooze, I want to sit in the crowd and hear a shmooze. But I have to do my job, I don't have a choice. So, but it takes a little while to get into the zman. Every person, it's the mikvah of Torah. It takes time. It's a big bracha that that we're here most of the year. Ben Zmanim is, I find, at least a week too long. That last week, I'm sure you know what I mean. I've spoken to people. If it was cut down a week, we'd be good. But I was in America, and it gave me an opportunity to think about a lot of things. B'siyata d'shmaya. And I hope that this month we're going to focus on a particular nekuda, Rishus HaRosh Yeshiva, that is very, very important, and will take us out of the problems of this generation. There are things in this generation that are very good, and you always want in every situation to focus on taking the milas of a situation and not being stuck in the chisrinus. And in our generation, there are a lot of great things going on, but there's a certain nekuda that we're going to spend b'siyata d'shmaya, b'li neder, many weeks on, which is something that's lost in this generation, and it affects all types of relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relationship with a spouse, relationships with friends. And that is our concept of kavod, of respect. Respect. Chazal tell us at the end of Saita that this is the door of chutzpah, and we've spoken about that a lot. However, I think we can, instead of knocking this generation and the chutzpah, I think we can, for weeks, Be'ezus Hashem, work on bringing up our level of kavod, our level of respect. There's so many aspects to respect that we have. There's first of all kavod atzmi, which is self-respect. That's also something that's a sugya bifnei atzmo. There's kavod shamayim. There's kavod for the Rabbono Shel. And there's being mechabed acherim. There's being mechabed other people. And if a person doesn't have this within them, then they have to work and think long and hard. And eventually, be'ezus Hashem, the things that are a lost cause for most of the generation, we will get. And we will improve our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will improve our relationship with our friends. And we will improve our relationships with our future wives. The Olam knows that we like to work on Shalom Bayis very early here. Can never be too early. And if somebody has a listening ear, they will see that all of this could change a marriage. I find also, watching things that are going on, there's something cheap going on between the husband and wife in terms of the respect. And if we're kind of what we're doing over here, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see that it will be a majestic existence between a husband and wife, Be'ezus Hashem. So let's get started. So we're starting with Inyani Diyayma, very difficult Gemara that we know about. The Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Beis tells us 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Yud Be'ezuge Alafim, 12,000 chavrusa shops wiped out during Sfiras HaOmer. Why? What was the issue? Says the Gemara, Shalom Nahagu kavod zeh lazeh. They didn't express kavod to one another. Now, if we're tiny enough to think that they were calling each other names and they were doing things that we're doing in our generation, it's ridiculous. I'm sure that if we were in the Beis Medrash, we would have left. Wow, you see how they're mechaved one another? When we're dealing with such great people, Malachi Hashem Tzavakas, we don't understand their madregas. But Chazal want us to learn something from over here, and so we must learn this. And Chazal say 24,000. Imagine, I don't want to even use an image for you, but imagine the biggest mekomos of Torah, everybody just lying on the floor. Rachman Olzlan. If you don't imagine this, then you don't realize what the Gemara is saying over here. If we've never imagined this scene of 24,000 Malachi Hashem learning Torah under the Gadol Hadar, not just any Gadol Hadar, Rabbi Akiva, who went all the way to Shamayim and back out of four people, Ben Azai and Acher Ben Zoma, Rabbi Akiva is the only one who made it out safely. And this was their Rebbe, and these were people who were roy to be his Talmidim. And they're all on the floor. You're watching this scene. And why? Because they're not Nahagu Kavadzelze. So you'd be tempted to say that they were calling each other, this guy's a jerk, and he's a Tipish, and an Ama Aretz, and all these names. It does not say that in the Gemara. It does not say, Mipnei, Shezilzulu Zebezeh, that they denigrated one another. It says they were not Mechabed one another. They didn't give each other that extra covet. They treated each other regularly. Now, this is something that requires a lot of explanation. And there are different ways of explaining it, and we're going to, Be'ezrus Hashem, try to understand in our way what exactly the Gemara is telling us, that 24,000 Talmidim, totally destroyed, obliterated, in such a short amount of time. If you picture it, it's mind-boggling, all because of Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. So the truth is, we don't know what covet is. In our generation, we have no clue what covet is. No clue. We don't even know what it is. Bichlal. We have no concept of covet. And this is a very big problem, and it's very obvious why. There's one area that's the area that's perhaps the ideal area to study covet. The area of all respects. The respect of all respect is for the most powerful person, and that is the king. In fact, when you want to compliment HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you could do such a thing, you know what you call him? A melech malchei hamlochim. Hashem is a king who coronates the other kings, meaning he's the king of all kings. That means that if somebody wants to understand what respect is, they have to study the sugya of a king. The sugya of the king is the spitz cover that exists in the world. And the problem is that we have no concept of a kingdom. But let's try and understand. Today, a king is not somebody who's in control of his own existence. You take America, which is a superpower, the biggest superpower, a person is voted into office. You know who's powerful? Me. I voted that guy into office. That means, why is he there? Because of me. How long is he there? As long as I want him there. And even if I don't want him there, he's out. After two terms, the guy is gone. And I could say whatever I want about this guy because there's freedom of speech. You call that guy a king? You call him powerful at all? So that's my biggest representation of power in the world, of covet, of respect. That's what all the Svarim will tell you to imagine is a king. And in every generation, this has been something that's very feasible. You just think about that king, wherever you are, whatever kingdom you're from, and it works. Today, the king, so to speak, Obama, he tweets people. He's got a Twitter account. The whole idea of Malkus is inaccessibility, is not being able to be reached. Here he goes again. He's got something to say to me, right? Usually there's a moat and there are crocodiles, right? And there's these tall things, and there's soldiers and all this stuff. You know why? To show that he's inaccessible. That you have no shaychus with this person. That's what a monarchy is. And every kingdom comes with a crown. And this is very, very important. This is perhaps the most important part of what we're going to discuss here. This comes from very, very deep places in the Torah. Every kingdom, every king wears a crown. You know what the idea of a crown is? A crown is something that rests on top of the head. Always. That's what a crown is. And to be a king, you have to have a crown. You know what that is, that idea? And sometimes it's got like, it goes up in the air like that. Do you know why? Chazal explained to us that the idea of a crown is, you think I'm just a guy? Whoa, no, I go way up. These are like antennas. The crown shows, you think I stop at the head? I keep going and going. I'm larger than life. That's exactly what a king is. He's bigger than himself. He shows, you think it stops over here? No. I'm larger than life. And the idea of covet, of being mechabed something, is seeing something that's greater than you and responding to it. Perhaps that's the definition of covet. Kach kibalti mirabosai. The definition of covet is confronting something that's greater than you. And as much as you're confronting that Malucha, that Keser Malchus, so then you could be Mechabit it. But as soon as you think we're on equal playing field and you don't see anything that's above you, there's no Eitza. A person simply cannot understand how to be Mechabit. All areas that the Torah's Mechabit covered, the Torah requires you to see somebody being greater than you. The truth is, I'm not sure what we do. In Shalom Bayis, the Rambam tells us in Ishus Perek Tesvav, a beautiful kingdom between a man and a wife, a monarchy, a king and a queen. The Rambam says, Sivu chacham shi adam mechabed es ishto yoyser migufay ve'oyavoy kigufo. He loves her like himself, and he's mechabed her more than himself. And what does it say about the wife? Usually we don't tell this to men. It's very dangerous to tell men what women have to do. But if you're zaycha to act like you deserve kavod, you'll get the kavod. You have to work for this. But if you work hard to be the husband of the year, this is what your prize is. V'chein sivu ha'isha shetia mechabedes es baila. She should honor her husband. Yoyser midai. Over the top. And he's like a king in her eyes. What does that mean in our generation? They tweet each other. I tweet you, you tweet me, we tweet each other. Unfortunately, if you go to restaurants and you see on their anniversary, each one's tweeting. They're not even tweeting each other anymore. Everyone's on their phone. I've never seen a cheaper existence than that. You can go to restaurants today, you can see a husband and wife spending time together and showing absolutely no interest in one another. But what do you expect from them? It says to honor like a melech. I've never even seen a king. This poor girl has never even seen a melech. But that's the yisoid. The yisoid is that if I want to honor my wife, I have to find a way that she exists greater than me. And I bow to that area. When I find that nakuda of how she does things in my life that I could never do and how she's necessary in a way that I would be lost without her, I can be mechabed her. It's not a technicality. And when she finds an area that makes me a king, that makes me something that's larger than life to her, she's able to do this. It's not just something that happens robotically. It's a feeling of kavod. And people who are bachrim, who are not used to such relationships in the dorms or at home, chas v'shalom, and they come into this, if you don't start early, it's very hard because what? You're not supposed to be sarcastic? You're not supposed to be funny? You're supposed to be funny, right? And it's foreign to a person in this case. Kibud av va'em. The Torah says you're supposed to be mechabed your parents. The same thing. How are you mechabed your parents? You have to find an area, and this is obvious over here, that makes them above you. They created you. They joined the shutfus with the Rabbonu Shalom, and they fashioned you, and they did everything for you. And Rav Yosef, the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, the Yom's learning Kedushin, says when his mother's coming, the Shekhinah's coming. He associated his mother with the Shekhinah itself. This is not just some extra thing. It's telling you how to take mom and dad and turn them into the sugya of kavod, to build a king and queen for yourself, to find an area where you bow in deference to that greatness, a keser, a crown, for that person. And it's true by learning also. Man malchei rabbanan. Chazal say, who are the kings? The people who learn Torah. The Talmidei Chachamim are kings. In their area, in the godless of Torah, we bow to them. And the Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah talks about three crowns. Three crowns. It's based on Pirkei Avos. However, let's be sensitive to the concept of crowns. Says the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah, "Bishloisha ksarim nichteru Yisrael." There are three crowns we got. Now let's remember what a crown is. There's Keser Torah, there's the crown of Torah, there's Keser Kahuna, the crown of being a Koyein, and there's a Keser of Malchus for Beis David. What are all these things? These are all areas that make someone stand above everyone else. Anyone who's from Zera Aharon, so in that area, there's a keser, there's a crown saying, we're in a different place than you. We have no shaychus to you. You have to be mechabed that nekuda of us. In Keser of Malchus Beis David, it's the Malchus itself, the Malucha itself. And by Keser Torah, the Keser Torah, which is given to everybody, the Rambam brings from Chazal, the Keser Torah is I'm above because I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm above because I'm in a different existence. And the Rambam breaks up Hilchos Talmud Torah in a fascinating way. In a fascinating way. The first two prakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah are how to learn Torah. And then the Rambam says, and if you want to go for the gold, which is called Keser Torah, here's how you do it. And he changes all the rules. In the beginning, you're sleeping 8 hours a night, life is good, and this, and you're eating a steak for dinner. That's all in Hilchos Talmud Torah. All of a sudden, you get to Perek Gimel, you're sleeping on the floor, and you're barely sleeping, and you're barely eating. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to do that on purpose. It means you have to be willing to go, even if everything drops from your bank account, you lose everything, you go and go and go and go. Why is that called Keser Torah? Do you know why? Because there are people who learn Torah, and then there are people who are Torah. There are people who, when you look at them, that's Steve. Steve's a great guy, and he also learns Daf Yomi. Then there's the Keser Torah guy. You look at him, and you see something that's larger than life. Baruch is larger than life. He manifests something that's above him. If you look at Baruch from here down, you're not seeing him. You have to look at his Keser. The guy, his whole existence, he's barely eating, he's barely sleeping, he's living and learning. I see something great, and I have to defer to that. I have to bow in deference to such a thing. He's embodying the Keser Torah Ba'atzmusai. He's showing us a Keser in Torah. And the mission of us says that there's something higher than all these three Ksarim, which is a Keser Shem Tov, a good name. This is a Yid with a good name. A good name, the Maharal is Masbir, a name is something that travels. It's something that's abstract, it's Ruchni. Person has a good name. Whenever you see the guy, you're not just thinking about this physical body. He's walking around with a wonderful reputation. He's actually walking around with that. That's his crown. You can't treat him like this from here down. He actually is carrying a crown of his reputation. You hear about that guy, you know? That's his crown. And the Torah is mechayev you to realize that he has a keser, that he has a crown. As much as he has a crown, you'll be mechabed him. And this is the ability of every Yid. Every Yid is entitled to get that covet. The covet of being greater than just this body. The Tselem Elohim is mechayev, such covet. The Baal Ma'or says in his Hakdama, something that really is hard to understand. He says that a name for the neshama, the name for the neshama, is kavod. That's its name, kavod. Whoa, I thought kavod something you give something. No, the name of the neshama is kavod. Ha neshama nikris kavod, says the Baal Ma'or in Hakdama to Brachos. Shenemar leman yizamercha kavod velo yida. Kavod will sing to Hashem. The name of the neshama is kavod. And I remember having a conversation with Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita, my Rebbe, at the Kaisel about this Baal Ma'or. And I was saying to him, how could it be called kavod? You give kavod, don't you? He goes, no, the neshama is kavod. We kept going back and forth. I'm like, you give kavod. He's like, no, the neshama, he gets very, then you want to run away at a certain point. The neshama is kavod. And what he was saying after a while of thinking about it and speaking to Talmidei Chachamim, what he was saying was the following. The idea of kavod is, if I am kavod, it means if you see me, you see that I'm not pashut. That's what it means my name is kavod. When you see me, you see there's so much more to me than just this. I'm roy to be mechubed. We're not equal. Even if you're 6 feet tall and I'm 6 feet tall, but I am kavod. I have within me something that's lamala, that's above. I'm not just a guy. The neshama vises in a mensch that he's mechuyev kavod. And this is foreign to us. No, he's my friend. No. He's kavod. He has to be dealt with in a certain way. He's bigger than you in a certain way. The biggest raya for this, the Gemara says, in Pesachim on Kuf Yud Gimel, says Mi shegadol mimcha bidavar echad. Somebody who's bigger than you in one area. Sorry, chayiv lechabed oiso. You have to give him kavod. Why? Wait, I'm bigger than him in 500 areas. He's only bigger than me in one area. Yeah, but in that area, he's larger than life to you. And in that area, you bow in deference to him. That's the hashkafas ha-Torah of kavod. We usually find the 500 things that we've got, and we, oh boy, does he know the 500 things that we're better than him. Oh boy, does he know. That one, and it's pumfa keretz. When you confront a yid, you're confronting that mila, and that mila is mechabed. That's mechuyev and kavod. Let me ask you a question. Rabbi Akiva was somebody who was very interesting. He went up all the way to Shammai, right? He went all the way up. He made it out alive. Rabbi Akiva also took all the ksarim, the tagin of the osios, all the lines on top of the Sefer Torah and darshan them. So he was obviously very shayach to mysticism, to Kabbalah, and all the deep things in the world. He was the Rabbi of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabosai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara, you should follow me because I'm trumas of midos of my Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. So he was a pretty deep man, correct? Now, imagine he says, I'm going to reveal to you the biggest and most central theme of the Torah. Everybody crowds in. They go to the mikveh first. Listening, what is he going to say? Right? Can you imagine? He went up to Shammai. He made it out alive. You get the t-shirt, I survived, right? He made it. What does he say? Clears his throat. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It's not like just a klal. The klal. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Isn't that an Uncle Moshe song? What? That's the klal of the Torah? Rabbi Akiva, you? You? Isn't that for the Yeshiva Boys Choir? Zeh klal gadol b'Torah v'istichos. If you go to the top of everything, and you want to understand what it's all about, it's the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's how you must be excited about Klal Yisrael. You must be into Klal Yisrael. You must want the best for Klal Yisrael. The Rambam knows how to formulate things, okay? The Rambam knows how to put things first and second. Can I ask you a question? If you're putting the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamocha in Hilchas Deis Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, what's the first thing you should talk about? I don't know. I would say, you know, watch the person's finances. That's a good one to start with. Watch the person's health. Says the Rambam, who's the Gadol HaMechabrim. The Meiri says the Rambam is the greatest organizer of Halacha. So if anyone thinks this is by chance, you're wrong. It's not by chance. What's the opener for the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamocha, which Rabbi Akiva holds as the Klal Gadol B'Torah? Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Kol Adam Le'ov Es Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael Kigufay. You have to love your neighbor like yourself. Shenemar V'Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamocha. L'Fikach, therefore. What's first? Tzorich L'Saper B'Shacho. You have to compliment him. That's the opener. Wow. The mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamocha is to notice the greatness, not fake compliments, not those fake compliments, to acknowledge the greatness of your friend. That's the tifkeit. That's the greatest binyan you can do for somebody. Greater than his finances and greater than even his physical existence. The neshama's nikris kavod, the neshama's significant. You show a person how he's significant. That's the hashkaf of the Torah. It's his right. It's what he's entitled to. That's who he is. He is greater than, he's not just a guy. He's something incredible. And the Reishis Chachma and the Vilna Gaon and others bring a chazal that we don't know the source for. They say the following thing, that when you get to Shamayim, in addition to the other questions that they ask you, you know, Nasata v'Nasata v'Emuna, were you honest in your business deals, Asakta b'Piri v'Rivya, were you procreating in the world, Kavati itim l'Toyra, were you koveyed lima Toyra? And then they ask you something else, which is not in the Gemara. Says Chazal, Himlachta es chavero. Did you coronate your friends as kings? Get up there. They didn't tell me this was on the test, right? We got the Kavati itim l'Toyra, I was honest in business. Did you himlachto et chaveru? Did you coronate your friends? What? What does that even mean, Bechlal? What's that talking about? Why is that the biggie? That's one of the big questions over there. That's everything, Rabosai. We are Klal Yisrael. We go together. I can't function unless I realize what you are that I'm not. I can't understand life unless I understand what you contribute that I can't contribute. We're not separate corporations here. We're all working together. And as much as someone sees that, they're living in reality. As much as they don't see that, they're out. It's wrong. Everything's wrong. If you could have a situation where Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva could not be knowing Kavod Zelazah, the Shtikl Torah is wrong. Like Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Balei Mesoira, people who pass down the Torah, they can't afford to make such mistakes. This is a mistake that's too Yesodistic. I'm basically saying that I don't understand what life is about. I'm looking at myself as a separate enterprise. You're this and you're that. You're a guy as far as I'm concerned. I'm not seeing that Mila, that Nakuda in the mensch. Then that's it. There's nothing left. And perhaps we could say a chiddush over here. Why does it say that there were 12,000 chavrusas? 12,000 zugim. Interesting. Just say 24,000 people. I was thinking the following. That maybe if there were 24,000 of us, right? And we were just calling each other a guy, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad for us. After all, one of 24,000, like you go into the mirror, you know, you get dizzy from all the people. Imagine you're one of 24,000, the guy next to you, who's this guy? I don't know, he's a guy. That's not the best situation, but okay. Maybe, I don't know. But when it says that they were lo nogus kavod zelazeh, perhaps it wasn't going on all 24,000 were not nog kavod zelazeh. It was going on the yud beis thousand chavrusas, the 12,000 chavrusas were not knowing kavod one chavrusa to the next. You don't know the milas of your chavrusa after all these years dorming with him and being with him in Seder. And all this, you haven't seen it. You're so self-centered. You're so missing the boat. You can't find the nekudas hakavod in that person. Where are you? There's so many times in yeshiva where guys who have sterling midas, who are glowing from kedusha, we like to joke, I only see people when they're wearing their Shabbos clothes. Everyone comes to me, Rabbi Stark, they're very like holy. And then their friend comes over to me and they say, he said this to me. I'm like, him? He said that to you? Like, oh my God. Dagger. Him? So I don't get into the Lashon Hara part. I just go, we have to understand. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I should quit this job. I should become a shoe man or something. What, people speak that way to each other? Yeah, what's the pshat? It's not the pshat they're bad. They're really as good as I know them to be. The pshat is they have no nakuda of kavod. They're living in a world that's so, everyone's just guys. If everyone's just guys, you can actually be a jerk to everyone. But the Torah is teaching us that this is who we are. Ha-neshama nikris kavod. The neshama is called kavod. Somebody who lives with this type of sensitivity, they're walking in fear of playing with fire. Not because just, which is enough, that it's a din in Shulchan Aruch. But how could I speak to about a yid like that? How could I have such value for the person? We're missing the point. We're not valuing our friends. We're not valuing how great they are. There's sometimes I hear what Bachram do, I'm humbled by them. I'm like, wow. This is the Bachar, and I'm a Rebbe in the yeshiva. Sometimes it feels like I see that action, I'm like, woo. There's a bowing in deference. There's a greatness over here. If a person doesn't know how to pick this out, and we're going to work for weeks, Bezus Hashem, on how to do this. But if a person doesn't do this, then they're out. Then really, they don't understand what being part of Klal Yisrael is. And even if they're 24,000 of that caliber person, but they're missing the boat. They're missing why we're here, what it is. Somebody who watches somebody, Yushalmi and Dmai, says that Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Daf Dalet, Rav Pinchas ben Yair was crossing a river, and it opened for him, as this always happened for Rav Pinchas ben Yair, and someone wanted to come along, or the other Rabbanim wanted to come along. He says, only somebody was never pogay in a yid, who wasn't kalo, who never did one of those one-liners. This, imagine, that's it. I mean, that's very hard, but that splits waters. We're missing the greatness, Rabosai. We're letting our mouths run, and it's terrible. We have to envision 24,000 people who are telling us to realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And Be'ezrus Hashem, we'll see that once we click into this sugya of kavod, we will Be'ezrus Hashem increase in our kavod ben adam l'chaveiro, our kavod ben ish l'ishto, and Be'ezrus Hashem our kavod shemayim.